flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We'll get back to the calls here. A mix of topics, 888-808-1019. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Before we do that, though, BT, OG Anunoby's status for tonight's game has changed. He is now out officially tonight, where prior to that, he was questionable. So OG is out.
That tells you all you need to know. I mean, it's 11:48. You do shoot around the morning of a game. You know, I mean, if there was a thought that, well, maybe it's not that bad, you put him there. Listen, he's not playing for a while.
Right.
How
much do you think that seeding will matter for the Knicks? Let's assume he's out. Let's just say, you know, again, we're totally speculating.
Say 4 weeks. Say it's not Lin's Frank, but it's a spring.
Yeah, he's not done for the year, but he's out 3-4 weeks.
Okay.
Seeding's going to drop, no?
It's probably going to drop unless they do something or Mitch comes back and they play differently a little bit. I mean, you never know.
We did think the same last year with Randall. Oh, the seeding's going to drop, and it didn't really. But let's just assume that
here's the good news for this Knicks team. Okay, as much as I've been maybe a little less than enthusiastic on what they've done so far, not their upside, but what they've actually put on film so far this year, maybe a little more than others, I still believe that like this Knicks team, if they're whole, they can go on the road and they can win anywhere.
Right.
I really do.
So then it really doesn't matter.
If they're whole.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter. And even in today's NBA, like it does feel different to me than it used to. Because home court in the NBA used to be such a huge advantage. Am I wrong for feeling that it's not like that anymore, the way that it used to be?
I don't have the data to back that up. I feel the same thing that you feel. Unless home court advantage, even back then, was vastly overstated. Maybe we just reacted to it like from a Knicks perspective.
Maybe.
You go to Chicago, you don't win. Yeah, but
Indiana,
the Knicks won in Miami a lot.
Yeah, I
Knicks
know.
Knicks won in Miami a lot.
But still, those games were... And the same thing you could say about Miami winning the game or two here. Like, it did happen, but it was such a huge deal back then.
Maybe because the three-point shots changed it a bit? And it's opened things up?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's less important.
I agree. I just don't have the stats to back that up necessarily.
Me neither. But you still want to make sure you don't have that, you know, stupid play-in. You know, like a team like Miami, let's say, who right now is the 6th seed, or Milwaukee at the 5th seed, like, do you think it really matters once you get in? Your talent ultimately... You know, it's even we saw it last year with the Sixers.
Yeah,
we minimized the Sixers, but the Knicks were. It was a 2-7 matchup, right?
2-7.
Yeah, and meanwhile, it was like maybe one of the worst matchups that you could get in the first round, considering that you worked your rear end off in the regular season to be a 2 seed.
True,
you faced the Sixers, who really weren't a 7 seed, and the Sixers very easily could have won that series. Now they didn't, but I mean, I don't know. And even last year, the home court too, Indiana won Game 7. I know the Knicks were banged up.
Oh
but,
God, they were so banged up.
Yeah,
I mean, I think that the You know, I mean,
you don't want Miami in the first round, do you?
I'm not worried about Miami.
3-6
right now. Worried about Miami. I'm not worried about anybody except the Thunder, the Celtics, the Cavs a little bit. Yeah. And real, quite frankly, I'm more worried about the Knicks.
All right, so then, yeah, that's fair. So then anything that would keep you out of a potential Cavs-Celtics first-round matchup, which you would think the Knicks should be safe with that, although...
They're not going to fall that far behind. They'll be...
They're about seven games.
They're fine.
And so six in the loss column over Miami right now for the sixth seed. So even with that, and then I'm going to...
Yeah, I'm not even thinking. I'm not even worried about that. I'm not worried about that.
All right, let's get back to the calls here. Let's see. Anthony's on Staten Island. What's up, Ant?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Good.
So I just want to make a quick comment. BT, I love you. I'm always with you in lockstep with most things.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to be honest, I just think you're being a tad too hard on the Knicks because of the LeBron game. I'm going to be honest, like, I get it. LeBron's in the Garden, show up. But it's just one regular season game. I have to agree with Sal.
Yeah.
Clearly, Towns is not 100%. OG going down with the loss. I think the biggest issue for the Knicks is they need to be more consistent in the detailed areas, because I think that's how we lose games. We don't defend the three, other teams go off. When we don't shoot the three, we don't score. So I think a little adjustment, which we've seen have happened, with 7-3 in the last 10 games, two games that scored over 140 points. We're seeing Tibbs expand the bench just about midseason. You know, I know it's a bad loss. You want to beat LeBron because he's coming to the goal. I just think you're a little, like, you're...
Well, it's okay. No, I got you, Ant. Yeah. I think, thanks for the call there, Ant. I would say this, though. It's not like this opinion for me is coming out of left field.
Right.
Like, if I was for, you know, the first, they played 45, 50 games, whatever. How many games have they played? What is their right? 30, what's their record? Do you have it in front of you?
Yeah, give me a sec. I was just looking at their schedule.
30-something and 16. Does that sound right?
Give me one sec here. Yep. 32 and 17.
All right, 32 and 17. What was that, 49 games? They got about 33 games to go. You know, so I watched them play basically 50 games, and whenever we've talked about Knicks, I've voiced some concerns. If it was the exact opposite, if I've been saying for the first 49 games, hey, Knicks are going to win the championship, I love the way they look, then I could see why you would say I'm overreacting to one loss, but that's not what I've been doing. I have been a little alarmed with the way the Knicks have looked from opening night.
They just haven't really lost, though, all that often, and when they had that three-game losing streak, it was like, oh my God, it's the end of the world. Now, here's to kind of back your argument. Lose to the Lakers at home in one of the bigger regular season games because it's LeBron coming
apart. Yeah, it's not a Sunday night game at 6 o'clock when you got football. Everybody in the world, those athletes knew the whole world was watching them, and the Knicks did not protect their home court.
The game before that they lost, Minnesota at home.
Uh-huh.
Again, like the return, you know, the Randall.
And Randall
trade
didn't even play well. Yeah. Randall had, like, I think 8 points.
So they lose that game, and that wasn't really a competitive game at all. Detroit, they lost to before that.
At the Garden. That was at the Garden, the Detroit game.
And then they did lose 2 to OKC.
Yeah.
Not right in a row. You got on them for the Orlando game. I did not.
I did.
You know, because Towns was out, and for me, like, whatever.
Yeah, but they had, and the Orlando game was the game where the Magic had their top four scorers
I know, but
out.
Still, but without Kat, then you worry about the Knicks. We're focused on the Knicks. Well, without Karl Anthony Towns, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, but they still had OG, Mikal Bridges, Jalen Brunson, and Josh Hart. They were missing their four best players.
I get it. But still, without Kat, I'm not going to judge the Knicks on that. I get the frustration.
I didn't judge him. I just reacted to what I thought was a bad law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like that loss.
And that was the third in a row. So the OKC one, man, they've had two of those to OKC. Mm-hmm. They lost to the Cavs earlier in the year.
Utah, I think, in November, and Utah stinks.
A lot of the bigger games maybe that we were looking forward to see what where the Knicks were at, the Celtics. They lost that game on opening night. So they lost to Boston and Cleveland early.
Played poorly against the Bulls after that Magic game. I'm telling you, I've been I think, Sal? More specifically, it's not so much the losses, which have been somewhat alarming. It's more how they look, and I think you guys know what I'm saying when I say that. But also, when they got fat, when they started getting on a little bit of a hot streak, go back a month ago, look at who they beat. They beat the Jazz at the Garden. They beat a lot of bad teams.
Yeah, Washington a couple
times. The Wizards stink. Yeah, Wizards had back-to-back.
Toronto, New Orleans, Minnesota.
Come on.
Yeah, Orlando, whatever. Well, we'll see. Hey, look, they got Boston coming up February 8th.
Yeah.
That'll be a big one.
I was doing this when you were out. I think they have the Celtics the 8th, and I think they have the Celtics the 23rd or so. And then in between that, they've got the Cavaliers somewhere. So they got three big ones coming up.
Yeah. The next, let's see. They get Houston tonight, obviously. Yep. No OG. At Toronto. Home against the Celtics Saturday, February. That's going to be a huge game. The night before the Super Bowl, those are always big games.
Be fun. Hopefully they show up and protect home.
Wish we could go to that one.
Show a little pride this Saturday night.
I have to sell my house to be able to afford tickets to that one. But anyway, at Indiana, home against the Hawks, home against the Bulls, at Cleveland, at Boston, home against the Sixers. That is a nice stretch. At Memphis after that.
I think it's daunting.
They've got a rough... February is going to be challenging for them.
They've had an easy schedule, Sal.
Even that, at Memphis, at Miami, home versus the Warriors, and then at the Lakers again. That is going to be a... Things are going to start to tighten up here. They need to get Mitchell Robinson back and to make sure OG's not out.
But that's why I'm not overreacting to the record, because they have had an easy schedule so far. I don't care about beating some of these teams.
You're not looking at the Celtics or Cavs record necessarily either at this particular point. All right, BT and Sal and the fam will come back, get you down with the King topic of the day. Continue with your calls as well, 888-808-1019.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh-baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And it was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.